This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
I'm innocent.
Former FBI Director James Comey responding last night on social media to a federal indictment that he said he knew was coming.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system.
This case was brought by former Trump lawyer Lindsey Halligan, sworn in just days ago as the new U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia.
Trump complained the Justice Department was moving too slowly to prosecute his political foes, including Comey. The president said he hoped Halligan would get things moving.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Hundreds of U.S. generals and admirals are being called to Virginia next week on orders of the War Secretary Pete Hegseth. They have not been told why. The Atlantic is getting lively. A new hurricane has formed, Umberto, joining two other tropical systems. Unclear if it will hit land. It was fire that shut down Grand Canyon National Park's North Rim. Word this morning, it'll partially reopen. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The state assembly appears ready to focus on elections. A critical issue is getting absentee ballots counted the Monday before Election Day. A Monday count bill passed the assembly last session, but the new version adds ballot drop box security provisions. That includes 24-hour video surveillance. Immigration and Customs Enforcement made 21 arrests in Manitowoc Thursday. The Milwaukee branch of the FBI posted on Facebook all the subjects are in the country illegally. 9 of them were targeted for their suspected involvement in the sexual assault and/or trafficking of minor American girls. And quadruplets born to a superior couple are all home now. Essentia Health confirmed Wednesday all 4 babies were discharged from St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth. The parents are high school softball coaches Gabby and Bobby Jean Gidley. The quadruplets were the first born at St. Mary's in over 25 years. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s tomorrow. More sunshine with a high right around 80. Get the bathrobe you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months at Bath Planet. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 56.
99.7 Max.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:04 on Friday morning. And as you may have noticed, I don't have much of a voice left. We had a great day yesterday. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But yes, I am here in studio at the Weicker Great Day Building at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Very dark, very quiet outside, but I am so happy to be here and just so grateful this morning. We're going to get a little Facebook post up. I'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes. But happy Friday, everyone. Here is Bryan Adams, Summer of 69 on Max FM.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the 5 and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried.
Never get far. Oh, and I look back now. The summer know radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:12 on Friday morning. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Sunny, a high of 78. Tonight, we'll see a mostly clear night. Patchy fog developing early tomorrow morning with a low of 54. On Saturday, it's going to be sunny and beautiful, a high of 83. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 51. On Sunday, patchy fog to start our day, gradually turning sunny with a high of 77. Taking a peek into next week, highs near 80, lows in the 50s. There is no rain in this forecast. Currently, it is 59 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Coming up at 7:10, my fabulous co-host Emily will be joining me. We're going to have a little bit of time to say thank you to everyone from yesterday. As you may hear, I don't have much of a voice left. So, yes, it'll definitely be more music morning. Left the studio last night about 7:30 p.m. after the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. We had a marathon day yesterday, and I don't have much of a voice left after nearly 13 hours of being on air with everyone yesterday. Yeah, my voice is somewhere else, and I'm just so grateful this morning. I just put a post up on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page because, yes, we are thankful. We're grateful this morning. We met our goal yesterday. We raised $5,205 to support Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, and our listeners are amazing. We appreciate each and every one of our listeners and our sponsors, all my coworkers. We will take a moment to say thank you to everyone right around 7:10 this morning. That's currently our plan. We're so grateful. We had fun doing this yesterday, and I am just so ecstatic this morning. I did not want to miss this morning, even with my voice starting to go out. I want to be here this morning because this is something that was so near and dear to all of our hearts. And this morning, I'm still energized. My voice may not sound like it, but yes, I am still energized to be here, excited to be here this morning, and just excited to be part of this team. And again, we'll talk about more of this at 7:10 a.m. I do want to go through and do a couple of quick thank yous this morning. We actually have one request we need to play yet this morning, too, because we had somebody who put a request in yesterday that helped contribute to us getting to that goal. And unfortunately, they weren't going to be able to listen to it. And I said, you know what? We'll make sure that request plays during the morning show today with Dave and Emily because it's that important to us. And all those requests that came in yesterday, all the donations, it's an amazing day yesterday. And this is why we love doing what we do. We love being part of this community. And we'll talk more about that at 7:10 this morning. I do want to remind everyone, it is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. That is brought to you by all of our sponsors that we want to thank. State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Stanton, Back Road Baraboo Motors, and of course, Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. I'm going to have that next keyword with Emily a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Your chance to be entered into our daily giveaway of $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered into that grand prize drawing for tickets to see Green Bay versus Minnesota, November indoor club level tickets in our multi-state text to win contest. And again, we'll have that next keyword at 7 a.m. this morning. And we're going to have keywords throughout the day. That's cool. The cool part of what we're doing. So keywords at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. And then we get to do this again next week. So yes, looking forward to that. Also, it is our big deal of the day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. And today, you get 75% savings for a $40 certificate to RemedyMe IV Therapy and Wellness today only. That certificate's just $10. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Check this deal out. Shop local, save big. We are going to get you back into the music, and yes, we're back to our normal routine of music. I know we played a lot of different things yesterday. I'm sure somebody tuned in there going, I thought this was like 80s, 90s, and more. What is going on here? I heard polka. I heard country. I heard Christmas. Yes, that was all to support Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Again, we'll have a few thank yous that we need to do 7:10 this morning when Emily joins me. Life is a Highway with Tom Cochran on Max FM.
Love's like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
You then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Moses Gotta hold on, you gotta hold on.
Aggies and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Friday morning. Yes, the weekend is almost in sight. Going to be a beautiful weather forecast. Well, we'll full look at that forecast with Sean Cable in just a couple of minutes. But yes, beautiful weekend ahead. Dry weekend ahead. If you got stuff you want to do outdoors, this is the weekend to do it. I mean, I think I'm still wearing shorts all weekend. I'm so happy with this forecast. That's coming up in just moments. And of course, it's 8:35, hanging with Hobble and Dave. We're going to talk about that upcoming Packers game on Sunday night. A lot of things to talk about there. And Thursday night football was very interesting, to say the least. And I was going to check the scores out this morning, and I stumbled across this gem already this morning. Seeing players cuss on the football field is nothing new, but on last night's Thursday night football, one of the Seahawks didn't agree with being penalized for holding and happened to walk by the ref right as he was announcing the foul. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit had funny reactions to the look the ref gave when it happened and on replay. This is some audio from last night that's been cleaned up a little bit, and wow, this is crazy. Let's give it a listen.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, who didn't really need to make the hold, was right in front of the ball carrier.
That's some offense. Offense number 11. 10-yard penalty. Still first down.
Mm-hmm. Gave him a look, didn't he?
He did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
So those guys, they lost it last night. Now, it turned out to be a great game. The Cardinals tying the game with only 28 seconds left. The Seahawks managed to get in field goal range and win with one. And so Seattle 23, Arizona 20. And the look on the ref's face is just absolutely priceless. You see the ref as the Seahawk player walks by, and the look on the ref's face, he's just got this, I will say, curt look on his face. And he wasn't pleased with Jason Smith after that incident last night. And you could just see the look on his face. It said it all. Now, you know, when you do that, that is going to get you, you know, into possibly a little bit of trouble. But, yeah, the guys calling the game last night had definitely a good chuckle out of it. And, you know, Herbs rather fittingly listened to the glare of the ref of that disappointed parent last night. And that's what it almost looked like. And then, yeah, that just, it happens. And it was on Amazon, so I'm sure that word just kind of slipped right on through. Obviously, we're not playing that word, and that's why we have it beeped out. But, wow, what a crazy game. I mean, it's just, you never know where there's an open microphone on a football field or at any sporting event. I've watched a few other sporting events, and this has happened before, too. So, yeah. Whoopsie. It's like, don't do those things. You never know. And, you know, somebody's going to say something the next morning after that as well. So, yeah, kind of interesting. And, wow, that is your Thursday Night Football report right there. Speaking of sports, that's up next on Max FM.
Step into an evening where history is poured by the glass. At Wagons & Wine, Circus World's legendary wagons transform into stations for a grand tasting tour. Wander the grounds as 12 historic wagons each feature wines from Wisconsin wineries, making every stop a new flavor and a fresh story. Savor treats for purchase, sip to live music, and enjoy captivating entertainment all around you. It's a rare chance to experience Circus World After Hours, where vintage craftsmanship and exquisite vintages meet. Tickets at circusworld.org.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride, because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months at Bath Planet. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 56.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Friday morning. Let's take a look at this beautiful weather forecast. This is just picture perfect. Today, sunny, a high of 78. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 54. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog to start today, gradually clearing to become sunny with a high of 83. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 51 degrees. On Sunday, patchy fog to start the morning, turning sunny, a high of 77. Looking at the next week, we're looking at highs near 80, lows in the 50s. This nice weather trend continues. No precipitation in this forecast. Currently 58 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. It is pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo as I am looking out the windows of the studio. It is just a beautiful view looking outside here this morning. I can see a little bit of activity, but calm winds, no traffic as you go through downtown Baraboo this morning, so you'll have no traffic delays. And yeah, we left all the shades open here last night as I'm looking out the windows, and I'm like, okay, forgot about that, but you know, got a little bit of things to put away this morning, but what a great day yesterday. Emily and I are going to talk about that at 7:10 this morning, and we are going to give out our next keyword in the Go for the Greener Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Tune in, have that mobile device ready to go at 7 a.m. this morning. Again, yesterday we heard a lot of different music on the air. We had a lot of fun. We let our listeners pick the format, and it was just great yesterday. And this is news, breaking news today. Thanks to Rockabye Baby, Linkin Park's In the End has been transformed into a lullaby. The album drops today and features the lullaby treatment to 13 of their songs. And I'm going to play just a portion of that this morning because I'm not going to play too much of this because I might start dozing off again. Linkin Park's In the End has been transformed into a lullaby. Again, this is Linkin Park's In the End has been transformed into a lullaby. Now, no one doze off on me because, you know, I could see that. That's just, you know, nice, soothing music here. I mean, yes, I'm still paying attention this morning. Yes. So again, thanks to Rockabye Baby, Linkin's Park In the End has been now transformed into a lullaby. That album drops today and 13 of Linkin Park songs are going to be in there because, you know, sleep tight, little baby, because in the end, it doesn't matter. Yes. I love the fact that that is now made into a lullaby. That is pretty cool. I love it. It's something that's just different. It's neat. And you know, it's always so creative when you hear some of these things, and that is one of those that's definitely on my list. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our local sports report and Corey Hart on Max FM.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Saturday, September 27th is a great opportunity to help our veterans with the Ketchum's Got Your Six Help Our Heroes event. It's going to be a 5K run, a 1 mile walk fundraiser to provide service dogs for veterans with combat-induced PTSD. Registration begins at 9 a.m. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Cost is $25 for walking only. Walking in a t-shirt is $50, and walking with a hoodie would be $75. Ketchum's Got Your Six is a nonprofit organization that helps veterans who are living with combat-induced PTSD. Again, this event goes down on Saturday, September 27th, 9 a.m. registration, 10 a.m. start time. It's at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, a 5K run, 1 mile walk fundraiser. Learn more by visiting KetchumsGotYourSix.com. And the Endeavor Mountainville Fire Department will be hosting a pancake breakfast on Sunday, September 28th from 8 until noon. The event will include pancakes as well as eggs, sausage, and more. It's $13 for adults. Kids 5 to 18 eat for $10, and kids 4 and under are free. Again, this is all to support the Endeavor Mountainville Fire Department on September 28th. It's their fall pancake breakfast. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications, connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly, and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
This is Dave Grant with our Max FM Sports Report for Friday, September 26th. We see Wisconsin Dells traveling to Berlin tonight, playing at 7 p.m. Also, Sauk Prairie will be traveling to Mount Horeb in football action against Mount Horeb. Portage will be playing tonight versus Stoughton at home. And Baraboo's traveling to Reedsburg to play tonight at 7 p.m. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
99.7 Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
PQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump this morning on his social media called the now indicted James Comey a destroyer of lives, for which he said a very big price must be paid. Comey in a video saying is innocent of the charges of lying to Congress. After Trump fired his daughter, Maureen Comey, a federal prosecutor, Comey said his family has
known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees. And you shouldn't either.
He's the first former senior official to face prosecution for investigating the Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Israel's prime minister addressing the UN General Assembly shortly. Monday, he'll visit the White House under pressure from President Trump to end the war in Gaza and drop plans to annex the West Bank. Trump is going to Bethpage Black today, the golf course, not to play, but to watch the Ryder Cup. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. The state assembly appears ready to focus on elections. A critical issue is getting absentee ballots counted the Monday before Election Day. A Monday count